I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B. Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama,
hello?
I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello, and welcome to Chocolate City Radio with your girl, Chalk Mommy. Tonight is Turn It Up Tuesday, a.k.a. New Music Tuesday, and we're just going to be playing all kinds of music. I have music from different DJ coalitions that I'm going to play and whatnot. So it's going to be quite interesting. It's the second day of, well, depending on. Third day of the week if you start your week out on Sunday. Second day of the week if you start your week out on Monday. I'm going to say today is, the second day of my week. I'm tired. I didn't go to bed until after 2 o'clock this morning. I was at the studio doing the graphics on my videos, and I'm working on those as we speak, and I've dropped 2 already, uploading 1. And got one more to go. So this one says I have like 4 minutes left. So, you know, it is what it is. People are liking the videos. They're liking me. Mixtape is dropping this week. I'm excited. So, you know, I got to drop it before March. So, you know what I mean? Very, very interesting. So, what I'm going to do is go ahead and start getting into some music. We had the luxury of having this artist on a while ago, and he came on a couple weeks ago, and I really, really liked his music. So what we're going to do is play for Sholi by G2 Music featuring Faye Love on TikTok. Here we go.
Hey, hey.
Promise not to let me go, promise not to let you. But you done messed up my plan since 1982. Take one, I'll be a movie star. Take two, I might be taking you. But now my conscience in it. Play the game, play to win it. Love got six or seven voices, man. It's like I'm schizophrenic. But when I'm lonely, I remember all the things you told me. Gotta stay, gotta go. For so, for surely, for
surely. Days, you were so cold. Trying to paint a picture, you and me grow old. Round two, spinning real true. Daddy's talking out with no game on you. Green light, shorty, let's play. Getting hot and heavy ever since the first day. Too much, got me in a trance. Never know you're texting him, making hella plans.
Never. Nah.
Yeah.
They said a man words is everything. Feds took the house, yo, the perfect thing. My nigga said it's the worst everything.
Yeah.
Wanna grab the hammer, murk everything. Shorty bad in the little kilt.
Get
pussy, hey nigga, fuck, get killed.
Right up.
Money taller than six still.
It is.
Spread the word like a big quilt.
Get it.
Real hustlers, no G money.
Holla.
Them 50 racks, that was G money.
Yeah.
You act like I never seen money.
No.
Left in the park the last time I seen money.
Real shit.
I need a little more than a freak.
Little
new spot. Cost a little more than Philippe. Courtside. Let a sub marry
up.
Richard Mill shitting on a sub mariner.
Yeah.
I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. Never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah, never, nah,
yeah,
never, nah.
What up, ma?
Before I leave, kiss her on the face.
Yeah.
Only if she knew what we was chopping on a plate.
Forgive me.
Your enemies barely is the case.
Nah.
Be a lawyer, nigga, plotting on your state.
Sir.
Way the lawyer, nigga, instinct.
Real shit.
Just need a real nigga that's instinct.
Yeah.
Ain't see a strong team since they closed the ring.
Balls.
Fear no evil written in ink.
Yeah.
Couple folies on you niggas' wrists.
Yeah.
Those ain't rollies on you niggas' wrists.
Nah.
Couple spurs like Ginobili niggas. They look like trolleys, that's them niggas bitches. Your life is what it is, no do over.
No.
Open up the closet like the zoo over.
Burn.
Back in 95, wanted the Blue Rover.
Yeah.
212, looking like the new Polar.
Rich.
I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. I ain't never let a bitch stop me from getting money. Never, nah, 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 never, nah.
That was Ron Browse, Never, and before that was Fasholi by G2 Music. So, I am playing new music tonight, independent artists, and I'll probably play some mainstream artists, depends on how the fuck I feel. But right now, getting back to what the hell I was doing. Here we go.
Looking at my pad, different words jumbled up. Nothing much, just a few pages I'll humble up. I stay humble, but yeah, I'm like twin. Stories to tell, my life's vivid. Precise image I see in my mind and translated well to the paper. Just finished watching the Thunder give a L to the Lakers, respect it. I stay connected to a Wi-Fi hotspot. When I rock like Wawa's, my mind goes bye-bye. I appear through the clouds of smoke, rising from the vapor, see flames for miles. What I wrote is the dopest form of adrenaline rushing. From any pen that I'm clutching, when I spit in the discussion, I am blessed.
Yes.
That's not debatable. It's wild when even the doctor's surprised I made it through. So I will say to you, music is my therapy. Been better to my soul than I could ever be.
My life. This is my life, my struggle, my pain, my past.
It's all that I have, baby.
Look into my eyes and see if you can feel what I feel. See what I see. This is my life, my struggle, my pain, my past.
It's all that I have, baby.
Look into my eyes and see if you can feel what I feel. What I see.
My life, my struggle, my pen, my hustle. Question, answer, statement, rebuttals, question. How are we supposed to grow with no hope of being told what we supposed to know? Made this open, spit spiritual hymns to young women and men.
send them a gym, forces whittle them thin, and then you gotta start from scratch. It's easy to build and destroy in these parts we at. And which role do you play in the part of that? And this shit just don't start with rap. And you just can't be following cats. Got their head so hollow, you can haul them in gas. Write my own thoughts, put it in track. Then I put it on paper, put it in depth, put it on wax. Keep my own story full of them facts. But I can't tell you everything, bro. Too much bullshit in that.
This is my life, my struggle, my pain, my past. It's all that I have, baby. Look into my eyes and see if you can feel what I feel. See what I see. This is my life, my struggle, my pain, my past. It's all that I have, baby. Look into my eyes and see if you can feel what I feel.
Yo, the double-edged music is all I have. It's my life in the struggle with the pen and the pad. I pull out these thoughts when I'm caught up in the rapture. Back against the walls, they refuse to be an actor. With these images, I'm peeping, keep a center when we see them. Just to get a little action while I'm winning Charlie Sheenum. I always be a rebel born a day before the sitting. No activist, I'm more like a martyr when I'm ripping. Switch his position till you definitely have to feel him. Windows of his soul, get a glimpse of what he living. The struggle bring the rain, watch it wait a bad feeling. You gotta eat the pain for the sunshine, heal it. I respect the bottom cause I'm checking for the option. Read the message. There's no need to reckon this life. It's all that I have.
This is my life, my struggle, my pain, my past. It's all that I have, baby. Look into my eyes and see if you can feel what I feel. See what I see. This is my life, my struggle, my pain, my past. It's all that I have, baby. Look into my eyes and see if you can feel what I feel. See what I see. It's all that I have, baby. Feel what I feel. See what I see. It's all that I have, baby. Look into my eyes.
Coming after that eight ball, head up at 3-5. Get a taste.
to the draw. They coming after me all night. My line is off the chain. I'm on spot and chain. You not can and chain lane. I'm not rock them gang. Bitch, you can see my taste. That's Room Squad Mafia. We do a goddamn thing. No brand hope. Who's stopping us? We mobster. Who prosper? He gonna be beat and lobster. So say fuck you speak, ho. You dealing with some monsters. Turned up another level. I'm on 11, you on 10. It's all raw. Respect the winner and all my niggas is born to win. So take a L. With Wheel of Fortune, I'm buying miles. I buy them all. I'm damn near like 35. That's how I ball. That's how I ball, bitch.
Oh, heard them prices go to 35. So myself, I'm selling dope till I'm 35. Blowing on the 35. For the kush, I click on tripping car 35.
Sorry, girl. I had the phone. I had the phone on mute because, you know, these kids are still awake. Like, it's spring break up here, so they think it's partying like 1999.
Oh, damn. Spring break is next week here. Girl, this new music Tuesday?
I'm loving it.
Oh, girl, I'm getting ready to turn it up some more notches. Like, for real, for real, for real. And then... I have a topic, but I want to wait till Friday because I haven't promoted it because it's going to be a good topic.
Okay.
It's going to be such a good topic because it's going to have a lot of different views on it. And I'll just go ahead and give you the heads up. You know, should married people or people in relationships have friends of the opposite sex that are single?
Well, a lot of people feel differently, so I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, because me and a dude was having a conversation, and now he's like, a lot of females don't want to be his friend. I was like, because, nigga, you married, and they don't want to deal with the drama from your wife. And she's like, she's not drama. I said, but you got to think about all the women that have brought drama because they man had a female friend, and that's all it was. So, Friday... You know, I'm going to have to poll the question now that I got my BlackBerry replaced. No, I ain't get the new one because it ain't out yet. But I think it's going to be perfect for Friday.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think we should start putting that out early so a lot of people could gear themselves up for the debate.
Oh, of course. We're gonna put that out tonight. Now, This song right here, this song was made for me and my mama. You laughing. I'm doing that. No, my son made it for me and my mama, and it's called Can't Make It.
I want to hear it.
Okay. I wrote a song. You want to hear it? Here you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we go. You're going to be like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? So just watch.
Cherish every moment, baby, while you here.
I say I'm focused on this cash while my vision's clear. I never stay stuck on the past when the present's here. I'm trying to get the wall in traffic, but I'm stuck in here. Sometimes I feel like I can't make it.
Can't make it. Can't make it.
Like I'm drowning, but nobody wants to save me. Like I'm in the room for the angels and I'm saving. My daddy wasn't around, so my mama had to raise me. And while I put my girl through all this stress, it's not fair. Everybody took the elevator, I'm on the stairs. And my kids deserve the best, I expect nothing less. Every time they take a breath, I feel it in my chest. And while I try to make it work, something keep breaking me. My son's mother living foul, she deserving death. My niggas take a bullet from me, they deserve a vest. And every time I wake up, I just feel like this. Sometimes I feel like, hey, man.
When I push on the side,
You want to be in the pasta-pastas and all that other stuff.
Let me find out you got some issues on the other line.
Oh, you got jokes. I'm going to see you.
Remember, you came to see me and got the hell on.
Well, you know, you was kind of tired anyway because King wore you out.
You know what?
Don't start with me. You won't be nothing.
I'm not playing with you. You're not playing fair. Where is that song at from Ron that had you like really on your where it at tonight? Let me go ahead and play this so you can be over there and move your ass and stop being ow, you deserve a tech.
All right, fine.
Where it at tonight featuring Ron Brown.
This the shit to make you move your hips. This the shit to make you move your hips. This the shit to make you move your hips. This the shit to make you move your hips. Look at shorty in the middle. A million niggas wanna get you. Spending money ain't an issue. Now turn around and make a jiggle. I wait. They want to hit the boy back. Rollie on black in the club getting smacked. Now wait. Niggas drinking, smoking. Mommy, let me see you bust it open. I know you came to shake it. Bottles in the air get faded. Sorry I had to wait. Toast to the niggas that made it. Where it at tonight? Where it at tonight? Where it at tonight? Where it at tonight? This is the shit that make you move your hips. This is the shit that make you move your hips. Spending money ain't an issue. Now turn around and make a jiggle. Hey, look at her hair. If I'm in LA, you might catch me in club hair. Nah, I don't see her nowhere. Stand so paid back and both in the pair. Yeah, mommy, I hear you. I'm trying to mess up your head, dude. I don't make my jelly. Pop up and make some my jelly. Where it at tonight? Where it at tonight?
wear that tonight. This the shit to make you move your hips. This the shit to make you move your hips. This the shit to make you move your hips. This the shit to make you move your hips.
Look at shorty in the middle. A million niggas wanna get you. Spend the money ain't an issue.
If you sexy, you should show it, show it. Let the whole world know it, know it. Sexy, you should show it, show it. Let the whole world know it, know it. Sexy, you should show it, show it. Let the whole world know it, know it. Sexy, you should show it, show it. Let the whole world know it, know it.
Wear that tonight. Wear that tonight. Wear that tonight. Wear that tonight.
Thank you.
Only reason that they say they protected by the police. middle finger to your laws, and it still fuck y'all. You keep quiet, all that noise. Brick talk, gun talk, all they do is talk, though. Loud talk, money talk, all they do is talk, though. Cold talk, niggas talk, all they do is talk, though. All they do is talk, though. All they do is talk, though. Brick talk, gun talk, all they do is talk, though. Loud talk, money talk, all they do is talk, though. Cold talk, niggas talk, all they do is talk, though. All they do is talk, though. All they do is talk, though. So basically, the message for the day is, don't talk about it, be about it. All I hear is, I got bricks, I got chickens. I don't want to hear none of that. STLP, nigga. Shut the fuck up.
All they do is talk, though. Yo, this mixtape is going to be fucking crazy because the music is good. Now, I didn't sell to everybody. I turned a lot of people. Oh, my God. Hold on. What the hell?
Your radio is turned up. It does not want to stop and hear what you have to say.
Man, I don't know what the hell going on. I'm turned up. all the tracks on the mixtape is fucking crazy, yo. Like, I mean, people sent me stuff, and I was like, nah, I can't take your money. I can't do this because I have a reputation that I need. You know what I'm saying? It's like I can't do it. You know, maybe next time. And people's like, well, what are you looking for? Hot-ass music, hot-ass track, shit that's going to just jump out at me. I don't want to have to listen to it a minute in before I can catch it and be like, oh, yeah, fuck out of here. No, it ain't working. It ain't working.
Ouch.
Man, we're going to go into some twerk by Charisma. So, here we go.
Hey, on the beat.
No shoes, no shirt, no fly, no fly. Money falling like the leaves doing not. She do it like a job, watch her work it out. No shoes, no shirt, no bra. Money falling like the leaves, doing not, doing not. She got a bad ass, watch her twerk, watch her twerk. She do it like a job, watch her work it out. She on the center stage, under the limelight. She got her thongs on, heels on, looking nice. She turn a couple tricks for the right price. Little mama so hot, I need a cup of ice. Woo! Made that eye contact, and she came over. Laid on her back and put her legs on my shoulder. Body language talking, it's saying VIP. She made that ass clap like I gave a great speech. She on her knees, popping it like a clutch. She got my heart pumping fast, oh, what a rush. She make her butt cheeks dance to the beat. This reality TV, I got the front seat. No shoes, no shirt, no bra, no bra. Money falling like the leaves, doing not, doing not. She got a bad ass, watch her twerk, watch her twerk. She do it like a job, watch her work it out. Twerk. No shoes, no shirt, no bra, no bra. Money falling like the leaves, doing not, doing not. She got a bad ass, watch her twerk, watch her twerk. She do it like a job, watch her work it out. She on the dance floor, getting it in. Shake it like a salt shaker, yin yang twin. She an acrobat, she doing back bends. I'm the judge for the night, scorecard 10. She working with a monster and it's alive. Cute face, slim waist,
girl.
Did we have plans to twerk?
Yeah, but you can't twerk without me.
Ooh.
Now, let me go ahead and tell you, like, this mixtape is so serious, right? Now, we're going to go back in time for a little bit. Not with the music, but we're going to test our knowledge of some things. Did you ever play Super Nintendo?
Absolutely, sure did.
And do you remember Super Mario Brothers?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you know it's serious when a motherfucker can take the beat from Super Mario and turn that shit into a hot-ass record, right?
Oh, yeah. I know a lot of people who've done that, but I got to hear this one.
Okay. Wrote a song. Here it goes.
Giraffe 50.
He said that shorty is too normal. He need a super freak. Oh, man. Mama don't be appreciating them super freaks, boy.
Man, like, what I'm telling you is we got something for everybody. I didn't even discriminate. We got Jamaican people. Well, definitely black people, hood people. But do you know we got a white artist on here?
That's awesome.
Yes. Watch this. You're going to be like, oh, shit. But you know what? Now we'll get back to that. Let me go ahead and do this. Give it up. That was the white artist. Stay Love, and then another artist. They added the Bay Area.
That was cute.
Yes, like, oh my gosh. We have a caller, the last four. I think this is phone, 7530.
Yeah, what up, mama?
Oh, hi.
Hey, I'm going to hurt you. You keep forgetting my number.
It's my medication.
Oh, no.
Listen, what you got to do is write my number on your mirror or write it on your forehead backwards.
Wow.
And you look in the mirror and be like, oh, that's Big Tom. I got to remember that's Big Tom.
Oh, no. Somebody said they feeling important.
I ain't never said I feel important. I just want to be appreciated.
Yeah.
He said he's important or impotent. Which one?
What up, Aston?
What up, Tom?
What's going on? How y'all ladies doing tonight? What's popping tonight? What's good?
Man.
You tell us. You the one with the master plan.
And look, I just take it as I get it.
Oh.
Oh, you know what, Tom? You're not fucking up my flow tonight. We playing music from my mixtape. And Ashton, this one is called Squares. Then we're gonna come back because I see Pacemaker Beats from Miami is on. So I'm gonna go ahead and play Squares and get it out the way because we're getting back crunk. So I gotta play the crunk music and stuff, you know what I mean? So, here we go.
Talk about money, cause we got a lot, got a lot.
okay, and you're crazy. Only he knew that. Only he knew how crazy you was.
Who said that?
No. Now, let me see. Everybody keeps asking me what the topic is, and I really don't have a topic. How many of y'all looked at Love and Hip Hop last night?
I saw Love and Hip Hop. They crazy. Rich Dollars is a fucking lame. That's number one. He letting the pussy control his fucking values. And that chick, Tiffany, she's fucking hit and she's crazy.
But the thing is, she's down for her man. He asked her to go get close to Erica. That bitch took one for the team. She a ride or die chick.
Yeah, but that's still kind of twisted because, first of all, I mean, if you got to go through all that, you know what I'm saying? I would never send no chick to spy on no next broad. You know what I'm saying? I would never. First of all, if I got to do all that, I don't need to fuck with you.
But you got to look at it like this. Rich must have some good dick for her to be willing to do all that and then go to Olivia and cry about him still fucking Erica. So, you know, I can't fault that man. Now, the one person that I do find fault in is Joe Button. Because Joe said the foulest shit last night. When old girl said, when I met you, I had nothing. I was homeless. And if he goes back to Tahiri, what is she going to do? And he was just like, you know, really, like, basically, that's not my concern.
Yeah.
Now, that right there made me want to slap all fucking men in my sight because, no, not all men are dogs like that, but a lot of y'all got puppy instincts that grows into dogs. I'm going to call y'all.
See, with Joe Budden, he's a quick gamer. He has a great gift of gab, and they be falling for it. My thing is, a lot of men, you really can't fall for it. I don't know if you saw my tweets last night. I was watching the show when he told his girl before the whole Dominican Republic trip, he broke it down to her and let her know, like, look, this is what it is. He could easy lie to Shorty, was like, yo, I gotta go away in a business.
He don't gotta lie to her because she is so grateful that he took her in off the street, that she allows him and allots him more fucking freedom than a normal chick that had her shit together and was doing her own thing with. Now, had that chick had her own name and was doing her own thing, do you really think she would have let that motherfucker sit there and tell her, I'm going to the DR with my ex-girlfriend and I think we still in love? An average chick would have went ahead and gave him a two-piece and came back and gave him a three-piece. That would have been five pieces back to back. And she would have been like, fuck you, pay me, and took all his shit. Had it been me, everything that I brought you would have been going with me. I'ma holler at you. Goodbye. But because she didn't have shit and she's young and she's grateful to him, she's letting him do what he wanna do because she really don't got nowhere else to go. Fucking with him got her a name on Love and Hip Hop, so she's being seen. She's getting some bookings for hosting, so basically he made her something. The same way that Tahiri say she made Joe made the little piranha mouth chick. So I'm
listening. A lot of people would start with, after Joe Budden told homegirl what it was, first of all, when he told her that, she started feeling some kind of way. And then I started noticing the timeline on Twitter and the timeline on Facebook. Everybody was trashing Joe Budden. I'm like, yo, why are you trashing that man? He's just keeping it real with her.
No, but at the end of the day, he keeping it real with her. Do you think he would have told that shit to Tahiri? Fuck no, he wouldn't have told Tahiri no shit like that.
Listen, every woman is a certain amount of leeway that you deal with.
Men know which type of shit to tell that bullshit to. That's what it comes down to. Just like, you know what chick to run your game on, and you know what chick not to run your game on. You know what I'm saying? Because not all females are the same. You got strong females, You come running some gays, they gonna fuck you up and send you home to your mama, and she ain't even gonna be able to recognize you. Man, please.
Well, it's a different game plan for every chick. It's just like a coach. You don't go with the same game plan versus every team. You have a different game plan for every team. So when it comes to females, as a male, and I can speak for this from experience, you approach every female differently. You know what I'm saying? So that's what y'all do the same shit. Y'all females run the same bullshit. Y'all know what niggas, y'all can get away with the bullshit and lie to and tell a motherfucker, I'm going to the moon this weekend. Meanwhile, y'all laying up with the next nigga, but he going to believe it because he can't find nobody else. Like, all right, baby, you have a nice trip. I'll see you when you get back. Come on, y'all run that same bullshit.
Well, it's not that people believe it. It's just that in certain situations, you never know what situation you're going to tolerate or not tolerate a certain aspect of the relationship. That's all that is. But it's a shame. Is it only Tone that's trying to speak up for the guys? It's like always Tone advocate.
I'm the voice of the hood.
I know. If they know any better, they better start calling in because he said he is the voice of the hood, and if that's what y'all going to accept.
Man, all I can say is, Tone, you come over here with that bullshit, I promise you, you'll have two black eyes every
He know not to, though. He knows not to. He, like he said, you know who to talk that shit to. You know from the moment, the day one of the relationship, you know what it's going to be like.
For the minute a female says hi, and for the minute a male says hi to a female, you already know which way it's going to go. If you're going to just use this person, if it's going to be a jump off, if it's going to be somebody long term, it's all about that first moment. And with Joe Budden, it was Tahari. If you notice, when he talked to Tahari, he's the same straight face, but he has a different line of game. And Tahari falling for a lot of that bullshit, too. You curse him out. Listen, Tahari curses him out, and she gets at him, but she falls for a lot of that bullshit, as you're going to see next week. He ends up making out with her, and yeah, they probably fucking again, or whatever the case may be. She can't resist him, and he can't resist her. It's that love and hate relationship. I hate you so much, but at the same time, I love you so much.
But think about it. Joe took a big step last night. It took her telling him and going off on him about her father for Joe to come and do something he ain't done. And that was like, you know what? I fucked up when we was together. Yeah, I was wrong. That's something he never did. So when a man can finally get down and humble himself and be like, you know what? You right. I never did right by you. I was the fucked up person. I was doing this, doing that. Then a woman is more inclined to give you another shot. But as long as you sitting there playing that game, get out of here. And, like, for me, I'm just saying, I could never deal with a man like Joe because I do not believe in domestic violence. But Joe would have me have, I would be having some serious charges because I would be putting hands on him and not in the way that God intended. Because I would be, what? Man. That's one dude Lord, have mercy.
If you had a guy like that, you'd probably scare away because the way you are. That motherfucker would be like, no, I ain't even fucking with homegirl like that.
Leave her alone. What do you mean scare away? I would not scare him away. I would just let him know I'm not about to feed into your bull crap.
Right, exactly. And a guy like Joe Budden wouldn't even fuck with you because he's like, yo, I ain't fucking with her.
Yeah, because she's not playing my game. She not finna let me run over her. I can't run over her. If anything, she gonna run over me.
But it's not the fact that you're gonna run over him and he can't run over you. It's basically a perfect storm. You're basically a guy like Joe Budden. You're like his perfect match. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be like tug of war. You know what I'm saying? And guys don't like females like you or most females. That's why like you see a lot of women out here who are very successful, got their own crib, got their own car, making $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and can't keep a man. And it's not because they're fucked up on their end. They just have their ways, and a lot of men can't deal with a woman who make more money than them. there's a lot of men out here who won't mess with a woman if she got more. And my thing is like, I'm cool with that because that means the more money you got, the less you're going to be in my pocket. And when we go out, I know that if I'm short $10, I know you ain't got a problem going in your bag, pulling out $10 or even pulling out your card. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is like,
sure, I ain't giving shit.
See, this is what I'm saying though. What you do, you know, ain't too many chalk mommies running around. You know what I'm saying? You like a limited edition. You know what I'm saying? But you got women out there that if got their own, and it's not that. Okay, yeah, it's the right thing for a man to pay for dinner, especially if it's first or second date. But you got women out there who is like, yo, you ain't got to always pay. I got this tonight. You know what I'm saying? So, but a lot of men are timid because, like I said, I speak to a lot of guys and I have a lot of female friends, and they even tell me how they end up with a lot of these, like, bum dudes or guys who ain't really got much because they got everything, and they run into guys who want to live off of them. And then the females, then the dudes who got money don't want to mess with a female who got money. They tend to mess with these little hood rats. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, like, you would think if a guy got a nice car, he making money, he doing the right thing, you would think he want equal. No, he messing with Shaniqua from the fourth floor who's on EBT and get that once-a-month check. That's what he want. He pulling up in the hood in a Bentley, picking her up. And they just like, really, son? You fucking with her? She sucked dick for weed. How you fucking with her, son? You must be better than that. You pulling up in the hood with a Bentley, you must be better than that. But that's just how it is.
Well, Joe Button is special. Rich is really special. And I love Olivia's honesty because, like she said last night, because the mother had to break it down to Rich dummy style. And then, like Olivia said, everybody sleeps with Erica. And she was like, yo, nigga, you wash your head 20 times, but you going to sleep with that dirty butt bitch.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then the only problem that I have with the show is Jen and Consequence, because Jen, Consequence didn't just wake up this morning and became how he is. He was like, yo, we met him. So what is the problem now? What I feel the problem is, she thought that she could probably change him. But you can't change a strong, dominant Muslim man.
Sure as hell can't. No baby or nothing will change that.
If anything, he's going to change your life. That's why I stay away from him. Because we'll be like, no, boo-boo, my mind is too strong. Battlefield of the mind. No, boo-boo. No.
Yeah, but you know, she made that bed. She gotta lie in it. It's a little too late to be asking for respect. That's supposed to be a given on day one.
And you know, like, you can't expect everything to change. You allowed him to do this, and this was how he was when you met him. And crying them crocodile tears is not gonna solve the problem. You know,
and whining. Ugh.
Now, the situation with Mendices and Gandhi, like, real, I had, like, a lump in my chest because, like, I could understand Gandhi's point of view. You know, like, they have a family, she's had a baby, and she don't know what's going to happen with her man. But with Mendices, so I felt his pain because it's nothing like turning yourself in and not knowing what your future is. I turned myself in on January the 5th, 2003. I ain't sleeping for 2 years and 8 days. So I felt his pain. Like, I don't care what nobody else said. Like, and he manned up. And you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that show is just, it's crazy. I like it. And it has some good points. And it has some bad points because it's like not all women are as ratchet and hoish as they portray them to be on Love and Hip Hop. Now the men, they're ratchet, very much so. Like the men of the world today, will take Tone for instance. I'm gonna call Tone Bop Top Chicken Box.
Bop Top Chicken Box. What the hell is that?
Bop Top Chicken Box.
That's some down south shit. That's what y'all call them, the ratchet niggas down here.
No,
that's how they refer to dudes down south.
No, you don't remember that. That Rick Ross was. That's a verse from Rick Ross' song and Ashton Martin.
I don't remember that part. I gotta listen to that song again.
Yeah, but you know, you always talking about taking a bitch to a chicken place. So drop top chicken box.
Oh yeah, you already know chicken box and the Pepsi. Snack box, you know what I mean?
Oh, with man.
The corn and the side.
Hi, Giovanni. How are you?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Sitting over here listening to Tone being the spokesperson for all the raggedy men in the world.
Yes.
And he's trying to take for Joe Budden. Like, who does that?
He does that all day.
Did Joe pay you to come on my show and do some public service announcement shit?
Ooh.
I mean, as far as Joe Budden goes, to be honest with you, he's a unique individual. I'm not against him, I'm just saying he's unique. So what he do, it's almost like looking at Donald Trump and trying to judge him. Can you really judge Donald Trump?
I mean, but think of it. Crack has killed his brain cells.
Exactly. So I mean, if you think about what I'm saying, if you really put it in perspective, can you really judge Bill Gates?
No, you
know what I'm saying? So Bill Gates is doing things on a Bill Gates level that the average person can't relate to. So
right.
Why he do it and how he do it, come on, can you really, really put your 2 cents into a Bill Gates judgment? Me personally, I make money, I make good money, but I can't judge Bill Gates, real talk. I can't judge Barack and I can't judge Joe Budden because I don't got a reality show, you feel me? So I don't know exactly what he's doing for real, what he's doing for real. So, I mean, we do what we do on the level that we live on.
Yeah, but as far as being made for TV, you know what I'm saying, you putting yourself out there as a character, be it a character that you portray every day, whether it's in front of the camera or behind the camera, or, you know, you just scripted, what's your take on it?
Well, if you really want to be honest about it, if you're doing it for TV, you got to know everything is scripted that you see on TV. Everything is scripted that you see on TV. So like you just said, he's playing a character. Just like when Flavor Flav was playing his character on the Flavor Life show or whatever. I mean, that was crazy. That show was off the chain. Flavor Flav, number one, is off the chain.
Yes.
and to have all these beautiful women throwing up that Flavor Flav, that in itself is a hit. So, I mean, how can you judge Flavor Flav for right or wrong? So it's the same thing with any reality show. Everything is scripted. So ain't nobody in their right mind falling in love with Flavor Flav because they just love the way he looked. But you know what? That's what they were saying because that's what somebody wrote and that's what some producer approved. So that's how they got down. So ain't nobody sitting on TV accidentally saying things out of their heart. Everything is scripted. Now, I mean, you got some horrible characters, you might got some villains in the show, but believe me, everything is scripted. They know what they're going to say before the show even starts.
But it's based on what they do on a daily basis, though. Like, it's not really scripted because a lot of them, everybody on Love & Hip Hop, who their character is on there is who they really are in real life. Yes, so you can't really say it's scripted. Joe Budden is who he is. He's a rapper who's been struggling, but he's been trying to clear it up with the drugs. You know what I'm saying? Harry is a model. You know what I'm saying? These people who they are in that show is who they really are in real life.
Now, that sounds good, but the only thing is, I ain't never seen nobody smoke weed or crack on TV, which means that ain't who they really are.
Okay.
If you're going to keep it real, all these people who drug dealers, they rappers, they entertainers, they struggle with drugs. I ain't seen nobody struggling with drugs getting blasted on TV.
Yeah, but they're not gonna show them smoking weed because if you see that black ink show, they all pretty much smoke weed. They're not gonna really show you them smoking weed like that because they're not going to allow it on TV. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? But all that other, but a lot of them all do drugs and smoke weed and all the other crazy shit or whatever the case may be, but they don't want to promote that because they know young people and people in general are watching that. But besides that, the drinking and the carrying on, that's who they are. That's how they get down. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
a lot of people get down like that.
That's how they sell products. That's how they do marketing. That's how they move TV shows. That ain't how they get down. Like, believe it. You don't really think these people making hundreds of thousands of dollars literally going to the label. They going to the local neighborhood spot to get themselves a three-piece and a bag of weed. You really think, come on, man, stop it. Tell
you're
telling me.
Yeah, actually, they do.
You really believe that?
Yes, actually, I do.
You think they're pulling Maybach up to 143rd and Lex so I can get this spot from the door?
Nah, they do.
Door knob.
They be up in Harlem. Nah, you could
yeah.
run to Jim Jones or any of them guys in the summer. Go up to Harlem in the summertime. You'll run into them in the summertime.
Yeah, a lot of people never forget where they came from or be in the hood. That's just like Biggie. Once he had that, he signed the contract he was on. He was still robbing us and shit. He didn't give a fuck. He was still hood.
A lot of people, they be in Brooklyn. You can run into Little Kim sometimes in Brooklyn. Shit, Foxy Brown was right here in the hood. That's how she got jumped by them chicks. She was hanging out in the project. Why Foxy Brown's hanging out in the project? Nobody never knows. What? They robbed her ass and fucked her up in the project like 2-3 years ago. Or whatever. She was fucking with some dude that live in the project. Or whatever. But,
hey, you know what? I'm going to give you an exclusive on your show tonight, Chuck. I'm going to give you a straight-up exclusive. Yeah, I know a lot of entertainers come through the hood, for real. I know they do. I know a lot of entertainers personally who came through the hood. But they wasn't coming through the hood because they was keeping it real. They had money on the street. So, yeah, they're going through the hood. And, yeah, they're walking through the hood with no problem because they got money in the street. But they're not going to the hood just for a bag of weed. Believe that. So, again, back to these reality shows, you see somebody like Earl Gotti. Yeah, Earl Gotti got street cred. Not because he produces great records. He got money in the street. You got a whole bunch of people got money in the street. Like 50, yeah, he can walk through the hood. You know why? He got money in the street. So it's not crazy to think that they're going through the hood, but real talk, back to these reality shows, ain't nothing happening on that silver screen. That's not programmed. That's not scripted. That's not planned out down to the very second. So no matter how much drama me and you got.
Yes, some of it, no. Because let's go back to the last season of NBA Housewives when Evelyn was cutting the fool. That wasn't all that stuff that Evelyn was doing. Shani was about to shut it down because Star Jones had started a petition to get Evelyn off the show and to shut the show down. So a lot of that, nah. Some of it, yes, and some of it, no. Some of it, people just be like, they just real like that. And even people on ESPN was talking about it, especially after the situation happened with Evelyn and Chad.
So let me ask you this, Chuck. Now, you've done film. Now, you said something that's real deep. Okay, let's say it's not scripted, but everything goes to editing. And editing is where they can cut out the unscripted stuff. They leave
yeah,
it in there because it sells TV.
Yeah, but the thing is, the stuff that we don't see still comes out. Look at Little Scrappy and Netflix. First of all, the reason why Stevie J was dazed when he woke up, they pulled him up, is because Scrappy and his manager stuck him out. Then Erica, Jocelyn set the fight off because her and Erica was fighting. You know what I'm saying? So even though we don't see it, it's there and it comes out. Scrappy, his probation got revoked because of that. So what we don't see, it still comes out. And the reason why we can't see it is because of what's going to happen with the FCC, with all the fighting and all the other stuff that's going on. So they keep it to a minimum, but it's there. They don't show it because that's going to, yeah, the ratings will go high, but so will the fines. So will the ridicule and everything like that.
I still say it's hard to judge Bill Gates. That's all I'm going to say. I mean, why people do what they do, for example,
okay, you know, I know that right now we live a life that a lot of people aren't on, but we're not where we want to be either. But there's a lot of people who aren't where we are that would want to be where we are. So real talk, they can't judge us. We can judge them, but they can't really judge us because they don't know. They don't understand what kind of life we live. But it's the same thing with them. I mean, until you really got a reality show, until you really in the press, until you really in the public eye every day, it's hard to judge what a man does when he's in that position. Or a female, like you said earlier. She did what she did because she had no choice. He put her on. Real talk, he put her on. She accepted the terms when she got down, and she did by those terms. He dogged her out. Just like, come on, just like anybody in any hood.
They don't need to be on TV. That happens every day.
Every day.
Yeah. So my thing is, all I'm saying is he's wrong. It doesn't matter that he's Joe Button. I give five fucks or zero fucks that he's Joe Button. I give a fuck.
Honestly, he ain't somebody I would hang with. Real talk. He's not the kind of dude I would swing with.
But I mean, it's just the fact that what he said last night was mad foul, and a lot of men do that. When the man know he got the upper hand, he will talk to you, he will belittle you, because he know you ain't got nowhere else to go, or you can't be with nobody else. Men will do that, especially with women that got several different guys, have kids. Like, yo, I'm taking care of you and your kids. You ain't going nowhere. Who gonna take y'all in? You better sit your ass down and act right. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, Chuck, you know I love you. Now, Chuck, you know I love you. But I got to, I hate to do it because it sounds like it's the wrong thing to do, although I know it's the right thing to do. I got to agree with Tone on this one.
Whoa.
And I know, right? I know it sounds crazy, right? But real talk, what you just said, you didn't say nothing other than this man told the truth, though. Who gonna take you in? I put you on. You better go sit it down somewhere before you get on my bad side. Now, that sounds cruel, but you know what? That's the same exact thing a female would tell a dude if she's in that position. Because that's just the way it is, man. He who has the gold rules. So bottom line is, she just got on the bad end of the stick, and that's just her lot in life for the moment. It's not her lot in life forever, but just for the moment.
In the beginning, Joe had the bad end of the stick because when he sat there and talking to Tahiri at the restaurant and said what he said, and she broke it down for him. What can he do? He couldn't do nothing but sit there and take it. Joe is just like this. He's like one of those men. It's like he feeds off what he can feed off of. You know what I'm saying? Because he's been in multiple relationships with people, and it's just like he's not a healthy person when it comes to mindset or whatever. So it's like in his own mind, he's fucked because he's done drugs so much. Then, you know, they got all this new stuff out, promethazine, codeine, and all this other stuff like that, and mollies and stuff like that. And in the season, and you know, in the beginning, he relapsed. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, it's like Joey is in his own mind, and he feels like he's the king, and everybody around him is supposed to serve, from his friends to his lovers to his ex-lovers. It's all about him. And that's a typical man for you. Even with Tone, when he's out on his dry box, chicken box run, he's on the block runs, I'm going to say block, you know, BB runs, you know what I'm saying? And it's about him. Like, yo, at the end of the day, yo, my name is Tone. Like, yo, I know you low on this, that, but yo, you give me some head, we good. He's taking care of his needs. It's like he's feeding off them and what they're lacking, so he's coming in like he's saving me, so it's easier for him to get what he wants. So, I mean, that's what men do. They're like manipulators. But,
man, no way. I ain't messing with y'all tonight. I really ain't.
I mean, at least I'm coming to the table with something, and a lot of times I usually be like, yo, name your price or whatever. You know what I'm saying? My thing is, listen, to some females, buying them dinner, whether it's from fucking McDonald's or the chicken spot or whatever.
Hey,
that's
you
just them. It's like a steak dinner. Cause some of you who ain't, there's some that might be the only shit they ate that whole day was when I came on the block and offered them a chicken box, a chicken snack box. Then they're like, damn, you made my fucking night. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's what I'm saying. So it becomes a win-win.
It's not coming from the heart. It's coming from the neck. Because you.
Oh, it's not. It's coming from. Listen, I don't have to come out my mouth. I can easily tell Shorty, yo, what's good. I'm saying I want some head, and I ain't giving you shit. Would you rather have? At least he feed you, or not do nothing, just still expect some head. I mean, I'll take her out to a nice place to eat, but she don't want that. She wants something from the corner store.
Yeah, I can't cool it with Tone, man. Like, I really can't. Like, Tone, okay. Like, you don't understand. Like, you taking advantage of the situation.
That's not taking advantage.
You know what's crazy? Yes, it is. Because you know why? You know why? Because, like she said, chicken pop, this and that. When somebody calls you that, you understand what I'm saying? And you dealing with those type of chicks, instead of trying to school them or upgrade them or whatever, you taking advantage of the situation, not realizing that you putting a mirror up to yourself. So if she ain't worth shit, what are you worth? Fucking with her.
But it's not about being somebody's worth.
Yes, it is. Because you over here chicken popping all goddamn day.
I'm not trying to marry these, bro. But you can't wife every chick you meet. You can't
fuck every chick you meet either, but you try your best.
I don't say I do.
You don't say you don't either. There's never a day that you just pass by and say, hey, excuse me, are you hungry? And move on. No, you need your head to be touched and whatever, and they could get a chicken box off the deal.
It don't automatically got to be like that, because, I mean, there's cases where I've bought somebody something in the store or gave somebody extra couple of dollars they needed, and I didn't ask them automatically for some head right then and there, but 3-4 months later,
but that's the same chick that you don't have to wipe. But it's the same thing if a guy goes on a date
for a fee that says $1,900, yeah, he might not get no ass right then and there, but every time he takes her out, every time he shows her a good time, that's just investing for that moment when Shorty decides, all right, you know what, this nigga done did enough, he done earned this pussy.
Here, Charlie.
I'm just saying, it's the same thing.
Okay, only I can say, me and Chuck talked about this years ago, a fair exchange is no form of robbery, real talk.
It's a win-win.
Yeah, I understand, like, fair exchange, no robbery, but Tone goes low. Like, he don't take me.
How's that going low? Because Shorty got a full stomach at the end of the night, though. And she might have an extra piece left over for tomorrow morning when she wake up. You know, she warm that shit on the
always got an example on top of an example.
Listen, I got the survival kit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
in the hood.
Yeah,
in the
Tone
hood,
got the survival kit. The hood.
For the next day.
He got the hood survival kit. If you take him out the hood, how he going to act? He probably going to pass out.
What?
Tone said he got the survival kit. He bring
enough
chicken to heat up a piece in the morning. He got enough chicken to heat you up a piece in the morning. You can't beat that.
That too, right there. I know Tone one thing for sure, twice a certain. You better open up your own chicken spot.
Hey, listen,
as much money as you be putting in.
You fucking zero dog dirty niggas got all the fucking chicken spots, all these halal niggas and shit. They got the corner stores. Nah, we got Popeyes, we got the halal spot, you know what I'm saying?
You need to invest in a chicken coop.
Listen, I need to do
something.
You know
what? I might do that myself, come to think of it.
Open your own chicken spot, yo. Guarantee. Watch how full that shit will be around 3-4 in the morning when the club's let out.
So you wild, but
I'm serious.
But I gotta agree with Tone.
The top three places that be full at 3-4 in the morning is the chicken spot, the diner, and AHA. Those are the three spots that's always gonna be at people in there. Maybe the Jamaican restaurant, if you can find one. In the middle of the night. Everybody like going to eat after the club. We all know that. And that's another thing. You be in a club, you can find a fly chick. You start yapping at your mom was doing some breakfast after the club, they be with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not about trying to get over. It's not about trying to you know, cheat off of somebody or whatever. It's all about the situation at that moment. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, but you got a lot of at that moment.
Hey, listen, there's a lot of
at
that moment.
Those are your moments.
Listen, when you live in the hood, it's a lot of at that moment situations. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers go to the store just to get a Lucy. You know what I'm saying? A chick goes to the store to get a Lucy, and here I come offering her a pack of cigarettes. You don't think that shit gonna make her moment? Like, damn, this nigga came out of nowhere and bought me a pack of cigarettes. Oh, I gotta get with this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I guarantee you, not saying that you've ever been in that position, but think about it. If you go into the store, and let's say you got $4. All you could afford at that moment is 2 chicken wings and 5 rice. You can't even get nothing to drink. And you in the Chinese spot ordering your food, and somebody hear you, they come to you and be like, you know what? Get the extra 2 chicken wings and get some iced tea. You're not going to be happy at that moment. You're going to be like, yo, you can't say enough thank you to everybody. It is different.
Well, she can't say thank you enough to you because you'll be quick, fast to stuff your dick in her mouth, is what I'm saying. You're like the walking devil right now. You're the fucking Satan right now.
No, it's not even about all that.
Yeah, it is. The stories you tell, that's what it is. This is what I'm saying to you.
Listen, 90% of men don't say hi to a female just to say fucking hi. Motherfuckers say hi to females because they want some pussy. They want to fuck her. A motherfucker ain't going to say, hi, how you doing, sweetheart, just because he's fucking happy-go-lucky. No, he's saying, hi, how you doing, sweetheart, because he want to fuck. But he want to try to figure out what it's going to take for him to get in them pins. You know what I'm saying? It's all one big fucking game. How many guys say that you have in the street, what up, beautiful, what up, sweetheart, and you know what that is. Niggas want to fuck. And what you be saying half of the time? Oh, these niggas is corny. I ain't fucking with these niggas today.
So,
you know what it is, Ashley. You from the same hood I am.
Let me let you know one thing, Tone. The difference between me and you is that I can step out the box. I can step out the hood for a moment and think differently. Everything you have to say, you justify it with, because when you're from the hood, so what that you're from the hood? That don't have to be your life. That don't have to be your lifestyle. You don't have to constantly eat chicken from the chicken spot or McDonald's because you're from the hood.
I didn't say that. I never said that.
This is what I'm saying to you, though. This is what you deal with. Like, this is what you talk about all the time. Oh, you know, I get this chick, and she has chicken spot. She's trying to buy a Lucy. I want to get her a Lucy and a bag of chips. Come on now.
Nah, but listen, you hear me say about going to nice restaurants and having nice dinners and stuff like that. My thing
with
is
the sophisticated ones, not the chicken spot pops.
I done broke that shit down a couple of weeks ago. You got the ratchet, and you got sophisticated. You know what
Break
I'm
it
saying?
Down, Tom. Break it down, Tom. Break it
you
down.
You start that man up if you want to. You start that man up if you want to.
Listen. Not every female can get Red Lobster. That's his idea
of sophisticated Red Lobster.
I'm saying, but not everybody could get $50, $60 dinners. Red Lobster ain't no $20. Red Lobster is
really going to $8. Red Lobster out of
listen,
going,
over,
that's cool for $20.
You go over that $100 limit,
I'm
yo, something's going to pop off eventually. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's a limit for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I can't take
just,
you.
Just say that you live amongst your means when you deal with the chicken pop chicks.
Listen, if a guy takes you, let's say I ask him, okay, for instance, let's just say if I take you to fucking Cheesecake Factory, right, you're going to be like, oh, this is nice, you know what I'm saying, I feel grateful. But now if I take a hood chick, a ghetto chick to Cheesecake Factory, now what does Cheesecake Factory worth to you now? So what you going to say, oh, you take the little ratchet chicks here too? That's not,
first
it's
of
not
all,
gonna be worth
that's
it
not,
to
you want
to
talk about me, I'm appreciative.
period. And I'm extra appreciative if your dick is not in my face, because that lets me know that you look at me a little bit differently than the chicken pot chicks. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? That's number one. Cheesecake Factory, I've been there, done that. And let me let you know another thing or two. If you took a hood chick to the Cheesecake Factory, I would respect you, because you and her is trying to come up out of what you're used to. And if you try to teach one something, I can respect you for that. That's how I feel about it. If you want to know how Aston feels about it, that's how she feels about it. And, yes, I'm very passionate about it, because people are so comfortable with sticking in the hood, so comfortable with dealing with that everyday dumb shit and not trying to elevate themselves. It's ridiculous to me. So,
listen,
yeah, if you took somebody to the Cheesecake Factory and told her a thing or two about the menu, I would commend you for it.
I have taken certain chicks.
You taking the chicken pop chicks to the Cheesecake Factory now, Tom?
Not all the time, but I have taken one or two out to a nice restaurant. And let me tell you something. A lot of times, they don't know how to fucking act. You know what I'm saying? They're so hood-minded. It's like you sitting there chilling, you ordering your food, here they go, oh, boy, why they got to take so long? Like, come on, Jordan, relax. We chilling. And that's what I'm saying, and that's where, as a dude like me...
And that's what you say. You say to them, well, in situations like this, your food is fresh, and they have to prepare it accordingly. You will enjoy it if you would just relax and spark up a conversation and set your mind.
To be teaching you.
Well, then if you ain't got time to be teaching, if you don't have
time
to be teaching, then stay out that area.
Unless that's
living amongst the means.
I gotta teach manners, and I gotta teach her how to give me head. Come on, that's too much. And I'm puking for the girl. Come
I'm
on,
done.
That's too much, man. That's too
you
much. We doing too much now. We doing too much now. It's like
too much. A nigga would rather not. I'd rather not.
That's too, I can't be teaching you, feeding you, and showing you a good time and paying for the bill. Come on, so you gotta meet me at least 30% of the way. At least have manners. Yeah, at least know how to leave the hood in the hood. I understand you can't take the hood out of a lot of people, but if you get taken out of the hood, leave the hood in the hood. Learn how to fucking relax and know what it is to have somebody wait on you and take your order and see somewhere elegant. And that's the problem with a lot of times. A lot of times there's certain females that don't want that. You know what they say? Nah, you ain't got to take me there. Just give me something over here. They'd rather you give them the money so they can fucking do what they get their hair done, get their nails done, go buy a bag of weed and smoke with their girls or whatever the case may be. So some of them rather you give them the money and get them fucking a snack box and get them a fucking pack of cigarettes and just chill. You know what I'm saying? There's some chicks, but then you got some that want to go out to Red Lobster, want to go out to the steakhouse, want to go out to nice places. Spend $100-$150 on dinner. You know what I'm saying? You got those too. That's why everybody's separate.
That's true, Tone. Tone, I agree with you 1,000,000% on that. There are females who straight tell you, you know what? That's a way. Don't buy me no roses. Just give me the money. Don't buy me no roses. I got a crazy account with a florist. So my florist is sending, like, if I send roses to a female, I send like 120 roses, real talk. And it cost me something like $200 to send 120. I got a relationship with a man. So I had females tell me, no, I don't even like roses. Just send me the money or buy me a pair of shoes. And I'm sitting back thinking, you can't be for real. You don't like roses? No, they just going to die. Don't send me, don't give me the roses. Just give me the money. And so, Tone, I agree with you on that. There's females that tell you, I don't want to go to Olive Garden or I don't want to go to Fasucci's or any of that. I just, you know what, I could make dinner. As a matter of fact, if you buy me some groceries, I'll make dinner. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Well, exactly.
They'll be like,
you know what, just get me and my kids something to eat from the Chinese restaurant, and then we could chill after. You know what I'm saying? That's what they, I want to take her to a fucking Olive Garden or take her to somewhere nice, or Applebee's or something. A lot of times they be like, nah, I don't want to go in there. Just give me the KFC, give me this, and give me a couple of dollars, and then we just chill with it. Or ask you for a couple of dollars and the night, whatever the case. So a lot of times females put themselves in a predicament that this is why a lot of guys do what they do, and a lot of females let dudes get away. And let me tell you something. A lot of times it's not always the hood rat. You get some chicks out here who look good, who do what they got to do, but we living on that little ratchet side on the low. They pop off some on the low. You know what I'm saying? Go to the club and be hyped because niggas is popping bottles. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit that go on that, yeah, a lot of women might be like, yeah, we might be dogs, or it might seem like we lowballing or being dogs. We just going with the flow. That's really what it is. That's all it is. If you
so
want
let
to
me
give
ask
me a layup,
you this.
I'm going to take a
let
layup.
Let me ask you this, advocate. Let me ask you this. When you come across a woman who does that kind of ratchet, hood rat stuff, do you let them know, you know, this is why men treat women as such, or accordingly, or whatever the supposed way?
It's
not about letting them know. Because if you're telling me that they're going around acting like that, and it's just, you know, you just letting it, you just go on with the flow.
That's not my job.
My job is to take advantage of the ratchets. More power to the ratchets, right?
Listen. My job is if I'm attracted to her, she's attracted to me, and we could pop off. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to get her to satisfy me. I ain't got time to teach her life and skills. She should have learned that shit back in high school, but she was too busy sucking dick in the lunchroom, under the lunch table, for that fucking extra fucking mozzarella stick. You know what I'm saying? That was being ratchet in high school. A lot of that shit starts from high school. You know what I'm saying? So, really, I can't be a teacher. Like, I can't be a teacher for that.
A lot of that stuff starts from high school. Where does the rest of it start from?
Well, listen, they're not getting the proper showing at home. They're not getting the proper teaching at home because they mom
is resistant. They're not getting the proper teaching at home. True. Okay. So when they come across a guy like you, instead of you being a stand-up individual, you're just going to be that.
I can't say the world. You know what I'm saying?
You can't try to see some kind of value at least once, and if you can't just let it go.
18 cocks in the last 2 weeks to all of a sudden want to be like, you know what? You shouldn't be like that. I'm not fucking Minister Farrakhan or nothing. I'm trying to get my dicks up. Straight up, and that makes you look for the ratchet, just like that. Bottom line, you want to go out to eat, you need your hair done, you need your nails done. What you need, shorty? Holler at me. You know, that's what I'm talking about. And you know what? They come at you. Well, you know what? My baby needs some pampers. I need some milk for the crib. Can you look out for it? Yeah, I got you. It's not a problem. You know what I'm saying? All this shit is just real life scenarios. You know what I'm saying?
That's your life scenario. That's not real life scenario. That's your life scenario.
The fucking FedEx guy gets chicks on his route cooking him breakfast. You think he's coming out of his pocket? No. You think he's telling the chick, nah, boo, you ain't got to cook me no breakfast. And still getting his, nah, he taking the breakfast. He taking the head. And he going back and finish delivering his packages. And he having a good day. He got a story to tell about it.
I just say this to you, Ashton, I'm just going to be real with you. Yeah, I'm being a little bit hard on my man, just a little bit. Now, I'll tell you why. There's a restaurant, the number one financial planner in the world sitting there with his accountant. Now, this is the number one financial planner in the world sitting at this restaurant in California with his accountant. So the waiter walks up while they're talking. So the waiter looks and interrupts the conversation and says, nah, you can't write that off as tax deduction. I'm an accountant. I'm studying in school to be an accountant. You can't write that off. So the number one planner says, oh, thanks for pointing it out, and lets it go. So when the waiter walks away, his accountant says, why didn't you correct him? You know he was wrong. He says, no, I didn't correct him because I'll never see him again. And tomorrow morning, I'm still going to be the number one planner in the world, and he's still going to be a waiter. So it makes no sense to me to correct him. Some people you don't correct because they just don't mean that much to you, bottom line.
Yeah, so, understandable. So, but what I'm saying about Tone is Tone takes pride of being a hood booger lover.
But see, yeah, Tone's a different cup of tea. But I got to agree with Tone. There are so, like for me, my biggest mistake in my youth was I would take the hoe to the restaurant and try to treat like, I mean, I grew up in a church home. I grew up in a preacher's home. I'm a preacher's son. So I grew up with certain ethics and morals that I realized later on in life that everybody around me didn't grow up with. So one thing
right.
I did was I would take females out and treat them respectfully and treat them cordially. And they looked at me as a church boy. I was a church boy. Now, everybody else was taking them out to the local White Castle and drilling them all night long. Me, I'm taking you to five-star restaurants, treating you respectfully, and at best, we become friends. I might get a kiss goodnight. All right, so I'm realizing something's wrong with this picture because the guy who's dogging you out, you're giving him, like his middle name is Give Him. His middle name is Give Him Some More. And me, I'm being treated like I got the plague. And I realized what it was. And I hate to sound like a cliche, but for real, I can't treat you like I want to. I got to give you what your hands call for. So basically, if all you want is some Pampers and some food for the night, baby, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm not supposed to give you what I want. I'm supposed to give you what you want. I'm supposed to treat you on your level of need, not my level of desire. So when it comes down to it, when I say, ask him, let's go to the movies, you say, nah, I don't want to go to the movies because I got this crazy light bill tomorrow. If you can give me the $30 for the movies, then that will help me on my bill. What I'm supposed to say, no, I'm going to take you to the movies and pay your light bill? No. The bottom line is, I'm going to give you the money for the light bill. I'm going to go to your house. I'm going to put some fillings in your teeth, and I'm going home. Bottom line.
And so some of those things like that, they look at you as a lame. When you start trying to do too much, they'd be like, oh, look at this lame motherfucker over here. You know, like you said, you taking a chick out to a fucking five-star restaurant, and these niggas, all they doing is getting a number one at White Castle, and they all getting their dicks up by that same number one. You know what I'm saying?
That same number one. I agree with you. They all getting it in for that number one. I'm sitting here, I'm tipping the waitress $20.
And you over here spending $85 on the meal that she's even taking a doggy bag home, bragging to her girlfriend when you drop her off and you leave the block. Yo, look at this dumb motherfucker. He did all this, and he ain't getting no pussy. And Ray Ray coming up the block with a bag of weed and roll up to my yo, so what's good? Smoke with her and get his dick sucked. And what you doing? Because I'm out, hey, baby, I just got home. You have a good night. Yeah, all right, whatever.
That's real talk. That right there is real talk. And it might not sound like it should be real talk, but you know what? That's life in America. I don't care if it's a five-star restaurant and Ray Ray with a bag of weed, or if it's somebody who's really, I'm dropping you off at the front door and I'm walking you to your door to make sure you got it safe. And it's Gerald who's coming by who works at the telephone company with a bag of weed after I drop you off. That's just real life.
You can't treat the same person with the same treatment. You can't teach everybody with the same treatment. You know what I'm saying?
No, granted, you cannot teach everybody the same treatment, but what I'm saying about you, Tone, is this is what you like. This is what you go after. This
not
is
about
this
every,
is, yes, it
let
is.
Me tell you something.
Because
you
let me explain something to you. This is what you glorify every time you call in the show. I have yet to hear how you've met a nice young lady who was worth anything more than $5 and you had a nice few days with her.
I've met plenty of nice few ladies.
Respectfully.
And spend more
no,
than $5.
What you talk about is
but
how you had bought a Lucy some chips and some chicken box, snack box, and you got your head, or you got your hand job.
Listen. Most of the topics on this show brings up for those kind of stories. I've met plenty of females who was. I even told you, I've got sophisticated females that I do take to the nice restaurants that show good time and know how to act and know what it is and know how to appreciate a guy who's gonna take him out and spend $90, $100, $150 on dinner. You know what I'm saying? Then you got the ratchet ones who ain't gotta go that hard. It's just a fact of it's what they worth. It's what they know their worth is. Shorty feel like she's only worth some chicken wings and french fries and a pack of cigarettes. Hey, listen, it's like the draft. A nigga at the bottom, you're not going to draft at the top. The nigga's not that good. You're going to wait till you get to that pick. You're not going to say, well, he's not that good, but I'm going to make it my first round draft pick. No. When you get to the fourth, fifth round, you're going to pick that fourth, fifth round player. Same thing with these broads. You see a chick that's sophisticated, yo, she's going to be my top draft pick. You know what I'm saying? If she's ratchet, you're not going to make a ratchet your number one top draft pick. It's not happening. You know what I'm saying? Because that means you got to pay her like a top draft pick. She's not a top draft pick. You know what I'm saying?
She's not a top draft pick, but she's your pick. You stick around with her, which makes you just as much of a hustler as her.
Every team doesn't have a top draft pick. You have to wait till everybody drafts to see what's left over. You out of control.
I can't. This is what I'm saying. Okay.
It's what a
play, all right.
It's what a woman's worth is. It's what it's worth. A guy's only going to see what you're worth by the way you act and the way you show yourself. You know, if you can show,
and
if you
vice
can show
versa, though.
It works for a lot of guys too. A lot of women are only going to give you what they feel you worth, and they're only going
right.
to show you as much time as what you worth. If you worth their time, if you worth their energy, they're going to give you that time and energy. The same thing with these females. If I know what I can say, quote unquote, if a female is a quote unquote bum bitch, how we like to refer to a lot of them, I'm going to treat her like that. But that's what she's showing me her work. If all she's going to do is smoke weed, hang a hood, run back and forth to the chicken spot, that's how I'm going to treat her. Because that's what her worth is. Yeah, I'm not gonna go hard for a scene like homeboy was saying. Why go hard when all it takes is a White Castle? When all it takes is a slice of pizza or chicken from the chicken spot. You know what I'm saying? You doing all this work for a fucking kiss. And meanwhile, niggas in the hood is smashing that down for a fucking bag of weed. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about female work.
You got it, Tom. I'm not, you know, you got it.
It's not about saying I got it. I'm not here trying to earn points or whatever.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is.
It's about whatever I say it is right now, because you saying, you know, you don't got to go that hard. I agree. You don't got to go that hard. Just like a woman don't got to go that hard for you if you keep portraying yourself to be nothing but what it is that you're portraying. So I completely understand. You got it.
Listen, at the end of the day, everybody has a way of dealing with certain things. You know what I'm saying? People only want you to deal with them a certain way. You know what I'm saying? You got some females who will only deal with a dude a certain way, because they feel like if they give too much in too little time, dude might get a test and they can't get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? That so-called pussy whip scenario is the same thing with females. There's some people who feel that if you give too much in too little time, they get attached, blowing your phone up, this and that. Then when you with your main shorty, when you with that sophisticated female, they get mad because you ain't come around. And they're like, nah, man, I'm not coming around. I'm coming around for it. You know what I'm saying? It's not your turn. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is. You have to know how to play every hand a certain way. When you playing blackjack, you're not going to go crazy and hit every time. Sometimes you got to fall back. Nah, that's 17, I'm a hold. You know what I'm saying? That's 12, I'm a hit. You know what I'm saying? That's 15, I'm a hit. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it is. Like he was saying, why I upgrade you a thigh to a breast in the ticket spot if
oh,
that's
Lord.
What you want.
Oh, Lord, please.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, even, you know what I'm saying? But if we at McDonald's, yeah, you get the super size or something like that. You know what I'm saying? If we had a nice restaurant, yeah, you can order what you want. You know what I'm saying? But then at the end of the night, don't get mad if I ask you for a kiss, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you order what you order, appetizer, you order the main course, you order dessert, you take all that shit. But at the end of the night, don't get mad if I want to grab a titty, yo. That's real talk right there. Because how many times dudes get mad when they take a tick out? Oh, that bitch corny. Why she corny? Oh, that bitch is corny. They can never have an explanation of why a chick corny. Why? They just spent over $100 in gas, parking, dinner, and get nothing but a fucking hug. So now she corny, man. But I guarantee you, if they would have smashed it, niggas would have been bragging next day, yo, shorty was a pop, son. Shorty was a pop.
So for a snack box at McDonald's, you are liable to grab a titty, whether she wants you to or not.
No, if I take you out to the steakhouse, if I take you out and spend over $100, $150, I'm liable to fucking probably doing whatever.
So you assaulting chicks after you spend money on them?
No, I'm not assaulting. I ain't not saying
that's
I'm assaulting.
That's what it sounds like.
But if
she swallow her last bite, she need be scared.
Listen, it's not about the last bite. My thing is this, though. Me and you was kicking it, and we go out, we have a good time, and it's all good and dandy for me to spend money at dinner. It's all good to do this, do that. So it should be all good if I'm trying to feel some pussy. You know what I'm saying? Why is it all of a sudden a game change when a nigga trying to get some? But it's all
you
good.
Know what?
for the nigga
it's
to get
crazy,
two or
because
three
I could see
Tone
sitting down and saying to the girl, nah, I ain't hungry. Eat up. Yeah, you like that? Eat up. Mm-hmm. No, don't worry about me. My fun come after.
So let me ask you a question.
I'm going to eat up, too, because I like to eat. You know what I'm saying? I like to go for a little appetizer and shit sometimes.
Okay, so Ashton, since you beat my man up, so I'm going to swing back for him. Let me ask you a question.
Why?
So
no, good. He can swing back for himself. We do this all the time. On the
I
show,
know you
do,
but tonight,
we do this all the time.
But like you said tonight, if I don't say nothing, I wouldn't be doing the right thing. I got to stick up for what's true. So I'm sitting at a restaurant with a female. Let's say I'm sitting there with you. And I'm like, yeah, so when we leave here, you know, what you plan on doing? You're like, no, I don't know. What you want to do? I want to go to the hotel. Okay, yeah, I don't know you that well yet. I don't know you well enough to do that, so I'm not comfortable with that. My exact response will be, I respect that. That's not a problem. So then when the check comes, I'm saying separate checks. Why is that? Because I don't know you well enough. I don't feel comfortable doing it like that. See, it's all a game. So the funniest thing is this. I have one female tell me, I don't know you well enough to do that. But once we get to know each other, and once we go out more and more, then I'll get more comfortable with you. And I say, you know, that sounds good, but I don't know you well enough to spend money on you. Okay, to be honest with you, we're going to have to go Dutch, because once we go Dutch, I get to know more about you, then I'll feel a little bit more comfortable about you. She said, well, I'm saving myself for my husband. I said, and I'm saving my dough for my wife. So I guess that's a wrap then, huh? And she looked at me like I was saying something wrong, but I was saying the exact same thing she said. But how was I wrong?
It's always like
okay,
that. It's
so from what
easy,
I heard,
but...
So what I heard was say that it was me sitting in that chair, and then you
went
to tell the story that this actually happened to you. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying this has happened at least once, but
I don't see nothing wrong with paying Dutch.
I don't
personally see nothing wrong with paying Dutch, especially when all the women that are independent throw your hands up at me. I don't see nothing wrong with paying Dutch. If you're having a dinner with a mutual friend, you're having a dinner with a mutual friend or a platonic friend. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
But if you're trying to put a price on my pussy, I have a problem with that.
I have a problem with that.
If you think that my pussy is worth that steak dinner, and that's what your intentions are before we sit down, I have a problem with that.
Yeah, I don't live by that code. I don't live by that code. Yeah, I don't have a menu in my mind like that. But yeah, we don't do that. But all I'm saying is that if you tell me that you don't know me close enough to get down, then I'm going to tell you I don't know you close enough to spend money. I mean, that's just real talk. And nobody can hate that. But as far as if you get the steak, you got to do this. And if you get the cheese steak, you got to do that. Yeah, I don't live by that code. That's what I miss.
Yeah, but that's what it is most like, you know, most times. But men sit you down and they want to feed you. They want to stuff you real good.
Hello? Oh, yeah, my bad. Hold on. No, I was listening to y'all for, like, the whole show. First of all, I want to say hi to everybody. Giovanni, what's up, right?
Hold on. Chalk, you brought somebody else in.
Yeah. Hello? Chalk, mommy, how you doing,
I'm fine, how are you?
First off, I know this is random. I was looking at your avatar. I must not have never noticed, but you got an incredible shape, especially how it looks on the lower. You must have been doing something different. Did you work out or something like that?
Who is he talking to?
What the hell?
Nah, I'm talking to Chaka Mommy. It looked like Chaka Mommy was working out or something. She looks like she definitely made some improvements to her shape. She was real good.
I'm still recovering from surgery.
Nah, but look, check this out. I'm gonna say one thing. I've been hearing y'all go back and forth, especially on Tone. Hold up, is it Tone?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, what's good, man? How you doing? I feel like Tone is probably a really good dude. I think he's a really funny. I think he's a really funny guy. You know what I'm saying? No, not like funny. Like, oh, you're a funny ass nigga. Like, I think he got a real good sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Aston probably is a little serious at the time, but I gotta say this.
How do you call out somebody's personality and you don't even know who are you? Now I'm serious. Me and Tone is like brother and sister. We do this all the time.
No.
I take jokes with him. I get on him all the time. Who are you? Speak your opinion and move on. Don't speak my opinion and talk about how I'm serious or not serious. You don't know me.
All right, but what I was trying to say is that, y'all was going in for a long time as far as this whole thing. Y'all got stuck on this whole thing with the whole date and food thing. This is what I got to say about the situation. Y'all seem to have the line where if a person wasn't trying to go somewhere that's, what, fancy, something like that, that's supposed to be a measure of what their value is. Yo, I just want to say this. When it comes to food or some shit like that, yo, listen, in my personal belief, food should never be used as a leverage to garner anything from anybody. As a matter of fact, if anybody can catch me in any time, position, or situation saying no to anybody that asks me for food, it could be a Ku Klux Klan member. I'll give it to them because I don't do that with food. And I'm asking as far as your own point with the whole, you think my pussy is worth the food? Yeah, I'm kind of with pulling that shit. Like, nah. And to tell you the truth, I mean, I'll be playing.
You kind of what?
Nah, I think I gotta definitely side with you on that. And then at the same time, I feel like I'm playing myself. If I'm saying, listen, I'll take you out, I get the hit. It's like, I don't want to feel like I'm paying you for that. I don't want to feel like that's what this is about. You know what I'm saying? And like, yo, when it comes down to the chicken spot versus filet mignon, to tell you the truth, it's based off of who the hell you're dealing with. I don't feel like, yo, I got a level for you. Oh, the ratchets get this and this chick get that. You know what I'm saying? It's all food. That's not going to determine anything, and I'm not going to take advantage of the chick because I feel like, yo, listen, I know that you can afford this, so I'm going to definitely be my leverage. Like, nah. I mean, why fuck with all of that? I mean, why go through all of the games? Why don't everybody just be honest with each other and let's see what the fuck we're here for? Why everybody has to have a fucking hidden agenda? Isn't it easy for everybody to just be their motherfucking self and say, listen,
people have
exactly
hidden agendas because they don't feel like they're going to achieve what they want if they come out forthright. That's why they do that.
Well, look at it on the other way, though. You know what I'm saying? When you be yourself, everybody wins. One, you don't have to worry about playing nobody and no shit like that. And at the same time, you are stress-free and burden-free for having to put on a facade, for having to worry about having to keep up some shit. You're able to be yourself. I mean, why the fuck do you want to go and put on a facade? Isn't it just much more comfortable to just deal with yourself in naturality? Well, fuck all of that, I got to worry about, how am I going to play my cards or what's going to be the next game? Like, why worry about that? And then at the same time, if you know that you being yourself and the person really there's no motherfucking issue and shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no issues if everybody is 100% honest with each other. I don't really feel, I don't have an opinion either way as far as, all right, when niggas should give up the pussy and nothing like that. I just feel like, why bother with all the games at all? Nobody won't be worried about, all right, is my pussy worth the steak or the chicken box? Like, you know what I'm saying? If you really understand what the fuck we're doing here, then we won't have to. It won't be a situation like that. But as far as what you said earlier with the whole shit with, oh, yo, listen, I think you kind of I feel like you got a point with the homie tone on that shit with the whole, all right, listen, the rats is gonna, yo, my nigga, like, I feel like this is a big ass world here. Like, I mean, I get tired of the fucking hood. I mean, I want to go someplace. I want to go and take a chick out to go somewhere nice because I ain't never been there before. I'm tired of chicken and shit all the fucking time. I don't want to eat that. I don't want to be in the hood all the motherfucking time. If she's not worth that, I'm worth going somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? And if I'm worth something, then I'm going to be talking to somebody that's worth something. What the fuck I'm dealing with? What the fuck all? What does that say about me? If the only thing I'm worrying about is, I mean, shit, fuck it. I'll get my dick sucked by some chick that, you know, she's the fucking general manager of Chase Bank or some shit like that, and she doesn't even know what the fuck a chicken spot is. Like, if I'm gonna look for that, why don't we step our game up and let's see if we can pop off and see if we can pop off on an elite chick or something like that. Pop off on chicks that speak about 4 or 5 languages and shit. Like, what the fuck would we, if we're gonna do that, why is it the ratchets that have to be the ones that's popping off? Who said that their pussy don't got no value anyway?
Listen,
so
what I wanna say real quick to that is,
It's not the fact that I don't get out the hood. I like going to Manhattan. I live in Brooklyn, all right? I like going Long Island, to restaurants in Long Island. I done had chicks told me, why you always drive to Long Island? I like going to Long Island to go to Roosevelt Field. If you know what I'm talking about, in Roosevelt Field and places like that, they got some real nice restaurants. And it's free parking. You pull right up to the restaurant. You go right in Brooklyn, Manhattan. You either got to pay for parking or it takes you an hour to look for a spot. You know why I don't have drawers tell me? Why you always go to Long Island? Why you never go to restaurants in Brooklyn? And my opinion was, I live in Brooklyn. Why do I got to hang out in Brooklyn? Why not go to Long Island? Why not go to Manhattan and have a nice dinner? You know what I'm saying? I don't have females show me spots in Bed-Stuy and Park. So that I didn't even know existed. Why? Because I don't be in Brooklyn like that. I live here. I hang out here and whatever. But when I go out, I like to go out to Long Island. I like going to Roosevelt Field. I like going out to spots in Manhattan. And maybe even if you want to go up to the Bronx or something like that or whatever. I don't go to restaurants in Brooklyn like that. You know, when I spend my money, I spend my money in places. Drive up Long Island, take a nice little – I look at it like this. You go out to Long Island, you take a nice little 30-minute drive, you get to chill, hear some music, just get out the hood for a minute. But I have females tell me, why you always go to Long Island to eat? Why you just don't go to there's a BBQ's in downtown Brooklyn. Why you got to go to the one in Queens? Because I want to get the fuck out of Brooklyn. Because when you were in Brooklyn, you see the same motherfuckers that you wake up with in Brooklyn.
Well, if that's an issue for you, leave them bitches alone. That's what I say. I mean, if that's really an issue, leave them bitches alone. If that's really an issue, I'm like, this world is too goddamn big for me to have to run it. Yo, I can go somewhere else. And it's based off of where you meet your chicks at, what type of chick you're talking to. What are you talking about the first 5 minutes when you're talking to them when you don't know that they're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the first 5 minutes, what is your conversation about with them? Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
This is what I was trying to say earlier. You know what a woman is worth for the minute you meet her. If she all about, well, I'm trying to get this money against to get a blunt, or you already know what she about. And that's what me and homeboy earlier was really trying to say. It's not that we out here treating every chick ratchet. There's chicks themselves that treat themselves ratchet. So
but I have another point, though. If you over there and you have established in the first 5 minutes that you work this, why the fuck are you still talking to the chick then? Why don't you on to the next one? And so, you know what?
Not everybody wants to play the Miami Heat every night. Sometimes you want to play the Bobcats where it's going to be a little easy to get that dub. You know what I'm saying? How many times if you see a team or you root for a team, you be like, yeah, we got these bum ass niggas tonight. That's an easy dub. But you see Miami on the schedule, oh man, we gotta play them niggas tonight. So when you see a chick, you know, you know what? These are the Bobcats tonight. You know what I'm saying? And this chick, a nice, bad, sophisticated broad, you looking at her like, yo, this is like the Miami Heat. I gotta work hard for this shit tonight. But sometimes you'd be like, yo, I want to play the Wizards tonight. I want to play the Bobcats tonight. So you're going to find a little easy broad that's decent, got her hair combed back or whatever. She smells good. But at the same time, the pussy ain't going to be that hard to bang out because all it's going to take.
Y'all getting on my fucking nerves with this. Y'all need to talk about something else because at the end of the day, a bitch is going to be what the fuck she want to be. She going to present herself however the fuck she want to present herself. Because
what I'm trying to say.
Understand is there are many faces to many women. We put up whatever front we want to put up.
Right, so it don't matter whether he buy you one piece of chicken or fucking 10 steaks.
No, my boy's a little different. Like, a piece of chicken or some shit like that, that's nothing. I'll give that to anybody. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But what I'm saying is a woman knows for the minute you say hi to a female, they already know. You could buy her one chicken or 10 steaks. She's going to give you pussy regardless. It's-